Welcome to the Belgrade Theatre podcast. Today it's July the 29th and we're talking to Rob Cook, the operations apprentice from the operations department. Rob, a little birdie tells me today is your birthday. So happy birthday from all of us here. And for those of us who don't know, can you just tell us a bit about what your role as operations apprentice involves?
Well, my role in the theatre basically involves making sure the front of house area is looked after and kept clean and tidy, making sure the theatre is a nice environment for people to come and watch a show. We look after the building generally as a whole in operation, so everything from making sure the ice cream counter is stocked full of ice creams and making sure people get into the auditorium safely and happily, and making sure everyone's happy with their visit to the theatre. So we look after patrons primarily, and like I say, the building as well.
Brilliant. And we're in what we call our dark period at the moment, when we have no shows on until the new season starts in September. During that time, what's going on in the operations department?
Well, we're not as busy as we would be during a major season. So at the moment we're trying to do any jobs that have been pending that have come up throughout the season that we've been waiting to do. So it's generally maintenance, tidying up, making sure we're all stocked up and ready to go for the new season, really. It's just a lot of prep and a lot of cleaning and tidying and making sure everything's ready.
And then when the new season starts again in September, how will your work change then? I'd imagine you get a lot busier.
Yeah, well, it's busy from the point of view that we have a lot of different visiting companies, different travelling shows that arrive at the theatre. And obviously, one day we could have a whole cast needing dressing rooms, needing to know where everything is and how everything works. And then the next day it can be a total different set of people. So it can be chaotic, I mean, but it's great fun because, you get to meet everyone, you get to see how the theatre works and how a show is put together. So when the new season starts, it will be looking after visiting companies, obviously looking after the public, and generally just making sure things run smoothly, I guess.
And you work a lot, as you just said, backstage with visiting companies. Can you give us an insight into anything interesting or unexpected that can throw up?
I'm probably not at liberty to say. There's anything and everything can and does happen. I think that's all I'm going to say.
Cryptic, very cryptic. What have you enjoyed the most, do you think, during your time at Belgrade so far?
I think, for me, I enjoyed Christmas the most. Christmas was sort of, I started just before Christmas 2010, and it was a great time to arrive at the theatre on this apprenticeship because there was a buzz around the theatre, everyone was gearing up for Christmas, and it was great fun decorating the building, getting the Christmas trees out, and then obviously panto season starts, so looking after schools and the school parties that arrive, and having an auditorium full of enthusiastic children, there's nothing quite like it. And I think, yeah, definitely Christmas has been the best part. It's been the most fun I've had.
And would you say that's what you'll miss most about Belgrade when you leave in November?
Yeah, I leave in November, and yeah, I would say that. I would say that I'm going to miss not being here for a second Christmas, because that, I guess if that's the best bit, then that would be the bit I'd most look forward to.
Okay, lovely. Well, thank you for talking to us, and we're going to go for some birthday cake now.
Yes, we are, yeah.